Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Time is Tight. I think that's Booker T and the MGs, isn't it? My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Arki Chankuti, Dr. Arki Chankuti is with us. His book is called Built on Trust and LearningCenter.net, right, Arki?
That's right.
Tell the audience what you do.
Well, I teach teamwork, a trust-based teamwork. I usually work with all kinds of organizations, but I usually work with the senior people. But I also conduct open classes in various venues based on, and I also do one-on-one coaching for senior execs, all based on trust-based teamwork and trust-based business. This is what our company has done for, we started in 1976.
Mm-hmm. And doing it well, and I've become a disciple of Arki's philosophy on trust, folks, over the last 10-plus years. Arki, I used the word volatile a minute ago as I was telling the audience about this segment. And I'm listening to you talk after all these years, you said something earlier that made me think of we're talking about the power of trust.
Yeah.
And when something is powerful, that means that there's a lot of energy in it.
Yeah.
And it also means that the mismanagement of that power could be dangerous.
That's correct.
But the proper management of it could be leverage. Could be an advantage. And so I'm thinking, you know, maybe when we think of trust, we think of it as being more inert, maybe just more passive. But trust is really a volatile thing, isn't it? That we're holding in our hands, and we can either, if we're not good stewards of it, it becomes untrustworthy, which is powerful to the negative side. If we use it properly, it becomes atomic trust that we can use to our advantage. But either way, we're the stewards of trust in our organizations, and we have to think about this, don't we? The volatility and the power of trust.
Yes, the volatility, power, the explosiveness. Yes. So it's a leadership accountability. You know, people are going to be more willing to trust and more quickly when the principles that promote trust have been explicitly accepted, you know, by everybody, and then modeled by leadership. Sometimes that means leadership has to make unilateral promises to their reports, which eventually is going to get out to the marketplace, and in order to establish this trust. So I believe it is a leadership accountability, and then you start to get this thing working for you, and you eliminate this suspicion and this them versus us dynamic, mm-hmm. being let's say you and your client, or you and the whatever, you know, wherever it is, function to function, et cetera. And so that now you have it working for you. If it explodes the other way, then you will have widespread concerns, worries, suspicions, non-closure, pretended commitments, saying yes, meaning maybe, or, you know, trying to just get away from that moment. This is explosive once you get this them and us kind of thing going. Which is very common. It's not a sign of a bad organization. It's usually a sign of a growing organization, but so much low-hanging fruit, so much explosive potential
right.
that could be harvested by leadership.
But because it's volatile, here's the thing, folks. After all the times we've talked about this, Arki, this is just coming to me right now. Trust is never not volatile. You never can take it for granted. You never can take holding it, protecting it, using it the right way. You can never let your guard down with trust. It's so volatile. Think of holding nitroglycerin or something. You always have to handle it the right way, because if you don't, what you've worked for so long can go away in one explosion.
That's correct. And if you do blow it, which will happen, you can go back and fix it. But don't. But remember, it's a leadership accountability. We have talked about in these few minutes, the very source of resistance to change, inflexibility, difficulty with change, and so forth. This trust is at the basis of all of that. It's a tremendous tool for us to be using in our businesses and everywhere else, really.
And I don't know anybody else who can help you than Archie Chankuti. And I encourage you to find his book. Go to his website. Say it again, Archie.
LearningCenter.net.
LearningCenter.net. And, of course, all the great work he's given us over the years. Archie, thanks again for being here. It's always a pleasure.
You're very welcome, and I enjoyed it too, Jake.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Dr. Archie Chankuti will be back, I promise you. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.